First Awakenings, Project Gliese 581G Book 2 by S.E. Smith, performed by David Brennan. Chapter 1. Warning, oxygen level is currently at 2%, a soft, feminine voice announced.
Speak to me, baby,
Ash said in a sexy murmur, his eyes closed and his mind preoccupied with an amazing dream. He was hearing his current lady love's voice while they were entwined on a beach in Hawaii.
Commander Hayes, oxygen levels are critically low. External environmental readings show atmospheric conditions suitable for human life.
I hope they are, otherwise you are toast.
Please prepare for capsule opening in 1 minute. 59 seconds, 58 seconds, 57 seconds.
Ashton Hayes' eyes popped open. His breathing sped up, loud in the claustrophobic space. He struggled to control it. A cold, clammy sweat coated his dark mocha skin, and his left temple ached.
Of course, a damn good dream like that would turn into a nightmare like this. Almost worse than the words, I do and I'm pregnant. Well, yeah, not quite as bad as that.
The continuing countdown had him frantically searching both his foggy brain and the pod for some way to halt the capsule from opening. He was dead either way, because unless he had miraculously returned to Earth, there was no way the sarcastic nerd from MIT, Aaron Wise's calculations, could be right. He knew everyone had to die sometime. It was just being ejected into space was not the way he would have chosen to go.
Shit, I'll take I do or I'm preg. Aw, hell, just give me a way to stop the top from opening, Aaron,
Ash muttered, running his hands along the inside of the capsule.
Think, Hayes, where in the hell is the control panel switch?
Oxygen level is currently at 0.5. This is Aaron Wise from your MIT experiment team. It's been a pleasure working with you on Project Gliese 581. Aloha, the top is about to open.
Aaron's voice cheerfully quipped.
No! Cancel! Stop! Don't pop the top! Ash ordered,
trying to think of a vocal command that would stop his impending death. His hands shot up, abandoning his attempt to activate the control panel. His fingers splayed across the clear glass of the escape capsule, as if attempting to hold it in place. All he could see beyond his hands was an inky blackness dotted with stars. Ash drew in the last deep breath of air in the capsule. He desperately held on to the life-giving mixture inside his lungs. He wanted to prolong every nanosecond of his life. The sound of the locks disengaging along the sides of the capsule echoed around him, sending an uncontrollable shudder through him, as if the devil was running his bony fingers across a chalkboard. A second later, the top popped open and rose. Frigid air poured into the climate-controlled capsule, wrapping its icy fingers around him. His eyes bulged as he fought the need to release the breath he was holding and draw in more. Ash's hands reached up and released the straps holding him down. If he was going to die, he would damn well enjoy the feeling of floating weightless in outer space while he did so. In all honesty, he was surprised that his blood had not already frozen in his veins and that his lungs had not ruptured. Pulling up into a sitting position, Ash released his death grip on the edges of the capsule, then frowned. He wasn't floating. It was freezing, but he experienced worse while skiing in Colorado. The overly loud sound of his breathing echoed around him. The stream of warm air he exhaled formed a long vapor trail in the cold air around him. Ash drew in a tentative breath and was surprised at the clean freshness of it. He shook his head in amazement.
I'll be damned. Thank you, MIT and NASA. Aaron, my beautiful college nerd, you were right. I swear, if you were here now, I'd kiss you,
Ash choked out on a laugh. He blinked and took a long, assessing look around him. The capsule had landed in a desert about a mile or so from a mountain range. The landscape looked like part of Arizona or West Texas. A shiver ran through him when a stiff breeze swept across the capsule.
How the hell did I get back to Earth? I didn't think these things could last.